Okay, our friends, what do you say we fit in one more Kitty Corn story? Let's do it. In fact, today we will be reading The Bubbly Beautiful Kitty Corn. This was written by Shannon Hale and Yuen Pham, and it is read today by Mommy and
Crocodile, quack, 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 sing, Sam, Rico, 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 Flora, 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 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Whoa. I don't know that I can repeat that. Okay, one more time.
I'll say it slower.
Okay.
Quackadilloso, quack, quack, quack,
quack,
sing,
quack, quack, quack,
Sam, Rico,
sing, Sam, Mariko,
Rico, Rico,
Rico, Rico, Rico,
Flora, Flora, Flora,
Flora, Flora, Flora, Flora.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, quickly, dickly, dickly do. Wait, what was it?
Quack,
diddly, quack, diddly,
quack, quack, quack,
sing, all
Sam,
right.
Rico, 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 Rico.
Can
Flora,
I just call
Flora,
you Quack for short? Well, okay, then, my friend, I am excited to read you a story about someone else who's extra special. Are you ready? Quack, diddly, oh, so. Yeah, okay.
Yes, right. I'm ready.
Here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Unicorn has a dream. A beautiful, bewitching, bubbly dream. And I can see what Unicorn's dream might be because there's a hint in the picture. There's a goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In a bowl. I am a majestic unicorn, and I am also an adorable kitten, says Unicorn. But sometimes, not all times, but sometimes I long to be something else too.
What?
Asks Kitty, thinking of all the beautiful and bewitching things.
A bird, a buffalo, a bouncy ball.
Unicorn looks around. Are gecko and parakeet listening? Will they think Unicorn's dream is silly? I long to be, Unicorn whispers, an enchanting mermaid.
What?
I know. In fact, Unicorn has drawn a...
No one pointing fingers.
No one's joining. No one's pointing fingers. I'm just saying, in the pictures, we can see that Unicorn has drawn a picture, painted a picture of himself as a mermaid. Horse. Unicorn. Horse. It's very unusual.
Ah,
says Kitty. Unicorn longs to be a mermaid sometimes. Not all the time. A mermaid dream is a dream Kitty believes she can make come true. She will do anything for Unicorn, her best Kitty Corn friend. Kitty spends hours with her crafts and scrap kits. And you can see she's got some green paper that she's folded out, or green, not paper, but material. And she is sewing it at the sewing machine, and she's adding some feathers, maybe? What are those? Sparkly bits? Sequins, maybe? And she's making a bunch of them, and Gecko and Parakeet are watching, and they're like, what is going on? They've stuck a few on themselves as well. Finally, she emerges with two mermaid tails. One is itty-bitty, and one is unicorn-sized. Unicorn's eyes get wobbly with tears.
Oh, Kitty, this is a dream come true,
he says.
Not yet, says Kitty. First, we need to go to the seashore.
Oh, because where else do you find mermaids but in the ocean? Water. Yeah, in the water, okay. But at the seashore... The sun is so sunny, and Unicorn feels squinty. And the sand is so sandy, Unicorn feels wobbly. And then he notices the deep, deep water. And Kitty claps her paws.
You're going to feel so enchanting once you put on your tail,
The tail is sleek. The tail is slippery. It is a slim fit for unicorns' majestic haunches.
Am I enchanting yet?
Asks Unicorn, and we can see Unicorn is struggling to get this fin, right, on.
Don't worry,
says Kitty.
I've got this.
Unicorn hoped that once he looked like a mermaid, he would feel enchanting, but all he feels is...
Concerned?
Says Kitty.
You'll feel better once you get into the water.
I might have my doubts, don't you think? A little bit?
Kitty,
says Unicorn, and he rubs his front hooves together.
Yes, Unicorn?
Says Kitty. Unicorn whispers,
I don't actually know how to swim. What?
You don't know how to swim?
She shouts, oh, that's a secret. We don't want to make that really loud. And now the friends look at each other. Unicorn gulps. He nods. Kitty takes a deep breath.
That's okay,
says Kitty.
Your dream can still come true.
First, Kitty rolls Unicorn into the shallow water, and then she hunts for spare floaties. She pushes a couple onto Unicorn's front legs, nestles another around his neck, arranges a big one about his middle, and sticks a bitty one on his unicorn. Do you think he looks majestic anymore? Not really. At last, she pulls him out to sea, and whoa, what a big sloppy, splushy...
Kitty, am I enchanting yet? I can't tell.
You're splashing and splooshing around, says Parakeet.
Just take a deep breath to help you calm down,
says Gecko. Kitty says,
maybe try floating on your back?
See, Kitty's doing much better with it. But Unicorn, this doesn't look right for Unicorn, does it? Unicorn sighs. Mermaids don't use goggles or floaties, and they definitely don't flail in the water. He can't possibly look the way he'd imagined. But then a marvelous feeling starts to flood Unicorn from horn to fins.
Thank you, my kind fuzzy kitty. You made my enchanting dream come true.
I did? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
You see,
where's Puppy?
Puppy isn't in this one, it looks like. But Kitty swims around him, diving, twisting, and splashing with her itty-bitty mermaid tail, and Unicorn bobs in the waves. At last, Unicorn feels enchanting. It's not the goggles or the floaties or even the mermaid tail. It's Kitty. He has a best friend, and she did everything she could to make his dream come true. And what a beautiful, bewitching, bubbly thing. And you know what I love the most about it? Is that even though we know he's definitely not a mermaid, and he definitely looks a little bit ridiculous trying to be one, that's not the point, is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone who looks at him knows you are not a mermaid. You are, in fact, a majestic unicorn, which we love. We love majestic unicorns, and he doesn't need to change his looks to be what he's meant to be. What he's meant to be is wonderful. But it's nice to know that his friends encourage him to use his imagination and build his dreams, and they can pretend. Pretending is awesome. And I hope he goes back to being a normal, happy unicorn.
Sing, sing, Marika, wicka, 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 so flora, 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 one, two, three, four.
And also,
The end.
The end.
Sing Sam Rico, 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 Rico.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.